Bless you. That's the word of God. That's the truth of our God. Isn't he a faithful God? You can only love. He doesn't know anything else. That's who he is. But obviously tonight and today, Easter, so obviously the message to share is crucifixion, resurrection. Yeah? Is that all right? We can share that. Maybe you heard it all before. It doesn't matter, but this is different. Because this preacher is going to tell you to do something different, as usual. I want you to relax, and I want you to close your eyes. Because the Holy Spirit is very good in using your imagination to reveal to you stuff. And that's what we're here for, allowing the Holy Spirit to do the work that he wants to do. He only wants to show us things in our own lives and change us to become more and more like Jesus. And it's all about Jesus. So I want you today to just imagine once again, a picture is worth a thousand words. I want you to imagine today. You've seen it all before, but today I want you to just lift your eyes up and you're standing right in front of the cross of Calvary. You're standing in front and you lift your eyes up and you look and you see Jesus hanging on that cross. A crown of thorns placed upon his head, and the thorns are deeply embedded in his head because the soldiers have beaten him on the head with those crown of thorns. His face is swollen. His eyes are almost closed. His lips are filled with from being punched and slapped. His face is raw where they've pulled his beard out. He's bleeding. He's full of blood and sweat and the spit of all of those Roman soldiers that stood before him and spat upon him. His back is like a plowed field where he has been scourged with a flagrum that has leather thongs with lead weights, bone and glass on the end of it. And every time that they whipped him, it would go round and it would pull out chunks of flesh until you were able to see the bone. And there he is, nailed to the cross. Nails driven through his wrists. His arms are slightly bent and not pulled out straight, but slightly bent. His feet have been nailed to the block. And once again, his knees have been bent, not to be able to lock in place, but to be bent all the time. He hangs on that cross naked with not one thing on him for our shame. He hangs there. He's been there for nearly 6 hours. His body can no longer control itself. There's pain everywhere. He's racked with pain. His arms pull to pull himself up because what happens, the weight of a body comes down and your ribs begin to crush your lungs and you begin to suffocate. And the only way that you can get yourself up is to push down on those nails that have been driven into your feet to take the next breath. And then you come down again. And Jesus pushes himself up and he cries out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me?" And again he sinks down. He pushes himself up once again and with a loud cry he shouts, "It is finished!" And he sags down again and the word says, he gave up the ghost. He allowed his spirit to be released. A Roman soldier comes and takes a spear and sticks it underneath his ribs into his heart, and out comes blood and water. Jesus is dead. Jesus is dead. Jesus is dead. The disciples can't believe it. We've followed him for 3.5 years. We believed that he was the Savior. We believed he was the Messiah, the one that would come and set us free. But here he is, dead. Dead. Joseph of Arimathea goes to Pilate and he asks for the body. Pilate gives him permission. He comes back and tenderly and carefully they take the body of Jesus down from the cross. They roll it in a long linen cloth. They need to hurry because it's the Sabbath day that's coming and they're not allowed to do anything on the Sabbath day. They quickly take him and walk over to the garden tomb that is near where he was crucified. It's Joseph's tomb and nobody's laid it. They take him and they put him down on the slab. And then they take the huge stone and they roll it in front of the entrance of the tomb. It falls into place with a loud bang. Jesus is dead. It is finished. The Pharisees are quite content. That imposter, that one that caused us so much trouble, he's done now. We've sorted everything out. We're okay. Disciples are devastated. They are devastated. The ladies go off and they prepare spices. Very early, the first Sunday morning, they come out and they go to the cave so that they can complete the embalming of the body. They never think of how we're going to open the tomb. All they're interested in is, we need to finish embalming Jesus. They walk, it's early, early in the morning, the sun hasn't come up yet. And they get to the tomb and the stone has been rolled away. They tenderly walk forward and they look into the tomb and they realize the body of Jesus is gone. The tomb is empty. What has happened? Mary senses a presence behind her. She turns around and looks, and the sun is just rising, and she sees the silhouette of a man standing there, and she thinks it's the gardener. So she says, "Where have you taken him? Where have you taken his body? Where have you put it? I'll go and fetch it." "Mary," he says. No one could quite say Mary like that except Jesus. "Jesus? Jesus, is that you?" She realizes who it is and she falls at his feet and she begins to worship him. And he says, "Mary, don't touch me yet. I haven't yet ascended to my Father. But go and tell them. I will see them." Off she runs, all crying and with joy and frustration and agony. And she bursts into where the disciples are and he says, "He's risen. He's risen. He's not there. The body's gone." Peter says, "What? That's impossible. We can't believe that." But he jumps up and begins to run towards the tomb. John does the same. And he's just a young lad. And he outstrips, he outruns Peter. He gets to the tomb and he bends down and he looks inside. And he sees the grave closed and the head wrappings folded up separately. He doesn't go in, but he looks. Peter arrives and brushes past and comes and stands in front of the slab. And what is going on here? Where's the body gone? He sees the wrappings and he sees the head covering folded by itself. "I can't believe this. What is going on?" John looks intently and then he begins to think. He said he would rise from the dead. He said he would rise from the dead. He said he would rise from the dead. Peter, he's risen. He's risen from the dead, just like he said he would. He's risen. What? Impossible. But they walk back to their houses, talking and discussing what has been going on. They can't believe it. They're together. They're gathered in the house. The doors are closed because they're still afraid. of the Pharisees what might happen to them. And suddenly Jesus appears and stands among them. A ghost! Peace be with you, he says. Don't be afraid. See, it's me. I am not a ghost. Just see me. I am flesh and bone. See, here's the holes in my hand and my side and in my feet. Oh, such joy begins to well up in their hearts when they see him this way. He says, do you have anything to eat? And they give him some boiled fish. Oh, what excitement must have been. But suddenly, he's gone. A few days later, they see Thomas and they say, Thomas, we've seen the Lord. What? We've seen the Lord, Thomas. He's alive. Thomas, I don't believe that. Unless I myself see him and put my fingers into the holes in his wrist and put my hand into the hole in his side, I will not believe. 8 days later, they're gathered together, but this time Thomas is with them. And suddenly, Jesus is there again. Peace be with you, he says. Don't be afraid. Thomas, come here. Put your finger into the holes in my wrist. Put your hand into the side. Do not doubt, for it is I. Thomas is my Lord and my God. He falls down and begins to worship him. And he says, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every person, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And lo, I am with you always. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. Jesus is alive. Jesus is here. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. Jesus is here tonight. And he doesn't just come to stand and be a spectator. Wherever Jesus came, wherever Jesus did anything, wherever he went, things happened. Things changed. It's no different now. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's here today to meet every need that we have, no matter what it might be. And Jamie spoke of those things. Many people have hurts that need a touch from Jesus. He's here to do that tonight. You may need healing in your body. He's here tonight to do that. His arms are outstretched wide to meet whatever need you may have. If it is financial, if it is emotional, if it is physical, if it is spiritual, he's here to meet that need tonight. And we need to realize that's the truth. That's what he said. That's what he said. I am with you always. As Joya said, we are never alone. He is with us always and will see us through every single situation. So, Holy Spirit, we thank you that you bring that presence of Jesus here tonight. That, Lord, whatever it is that is needed, will you meet that need? Will you meet the need, whatever it is? And I thank you that you will, because that's your promise to us. Your love for us is overwhelming. It overflows us. And we bless you for that. We bless you, Lord, for the work that you do in our lives. God, help us to yield more and more and more to you and allow you to do this special work that you want to do. You want to change us. Lord, you're not happy the way we are. You want to change us to be more like Jesus. Oh, Lord, help your liquid love to flow into us, through us, and out to others. Help us to be an irrigation system that allows your love to come and go. God, We want to be that. We want to reflect more and more of our Savior Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to that cross for us, that you died, you paid the price for all of our sin. You satisfied the judgments of God by your death on the cross. And Lord, when you were raised, it was our justification, just if we had never. Thank you that we are justified because you have been resurrected and that you're alive and with us each and every day. Help us to sense it more, Lord. Help us to sense more of your presence with us every day in whatever we do, that your name may be glorified on this earth. May your kingdom come and your will be done. We praise you. Thank you, my Father.